One of the things that impacts our life in incredible ways is doubt. Doubt keeps us from being all that God has called us and created us to be, and it's deep within us. And so we're going to talk about how it impacts us and how we need to uproot it and get it out of our life. So stay with me. Hey, friend. Welcome to the Shattered into Beautiful podcast. I'm Jeannie Smith. If your heart is hurting, no matter what your circumstances are, there is only one healer. Through biblical content, I will teach you how to experience whole healing and soar into great purpose. So let's get into today's show. Grab your favorite coffee, journal, and Bible. It's time to dig in and unwrap your gift. Hey friends, this is Jeannie Smith. Welcome back to the Shattered into Beautiful podcast. Well, if you are joining us for the first time, we are beginning to talk about things that are in our heart, deep within our heart, that just need to be uprooted. Things that are keeping us from walking in the joy of the Lord. Things that are keeping us from walking into our full potential, all that God has created us to be. Things that are harming us. Things that are keeping us from being healed and set free. And sometimes they can be hidden and we don't even know that they're there. So we're asking the Holy Spirit, inviting Him rather, into our conversation, into our minds and hearts, and asking Him to show us what these things are. And sometimes they're put there because of things that have been spoken over us, even as a child, things that we've gone through, encounters, circumstances that we've walked through. But we are asking that whatever the situation is, that these things would be uprooted, taken out of our hearts, deep within the roots, they would come up and out, and that we would be free to allow the goodness of God, the truth of His Word, to flow in our hearts so that it can launch us forward into all that God has purposed us to be. And one of the things that I have identified, even in my own life, is doubt, that I really struggle with doubt. Not that I believe that God was who He was, but that I believe the things truly about me and maybe what God had called me to be or called me to accomplish, but just had a lot of doubt in myself. And so today I want to just explore doubt, because the opposite of doubt is trust. And God tells us over and over in His Word to trust Him, to trust Him. But if we are filled with doubt, we may find it very difficult to trust Him. Now, before we dive into trust, which is how I want to end this episode today, I want to first examine our heart for doubt. Doubt is a very common struggle, friends. I've doubted myself, as I've already mentioned, and because of that, I've missed out on living out my purpose at times. I've doubted God, given way to fear and worry. I've doubted friends, relationships. I've doubted sinking into a hopeless world of what ifs. You know, have you ever asked yourself, what if this happens, or what if that happens? What if this is the outcome? Things that happen in our life, trauma, tragedies, cause us to doubt, even doubt God. So doubt at times has left me worried. It's left me stuck and unable, because I have felt paralyzed to do what I was actually created to do. Have you ever had times like this in your life? And how did you navigate through it? How did you get these things out of your head? How were you able to show up back to life and do the things that you just had to do day to day, but yet the things that God called you to do? So, you know, whether you are doubting God, your relationships, your future, yourself, whatever it may be, God's Word is full of encouragement, isn't it always, to help us get out of this place that we're stuck in to the place that we were destined to be in. So it is my prayer that as we talk about these things today, that these words, these scriptures, will be able to guide you out of the pit of doubt that the enemy puts you in and give you freedom to live the life you're living, knowing God is with you every step of the way, and to exchange that doubt for trust. Because doubt can be an endless pit that is hard to pour yourself out of. But it does not have to be this way. It does not have to be this way. And you definitely do not have to do it alone. No, God has given us tools to help us along the way. So those tools is His Word. So I want to look at some scripture. I want to look first at Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid? Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. How comforting is it to know that no matter where we go, God is with us and He is for us always. So if this is true, if we believe God's word to be true, then what do we have to be afraid of? What do we have to doubt? And so the question is, do we believe God's word to be true or do we not believe God's word to be true? And then we have to remind ourselves that God is with us through it all because He said He was. So He says, be strong and courageous, and He will take care of the rest. Let's look at Psalms 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff comfort me. We see that God has given us comfort here in our doubt. I love Psalms 23. When I became a Christian, I asked my grandmother, who was a huge spiritual influence on my life, Grandma, what is the passages of scripture that you think I should begin to memorize first? And you know what she told me? Psalms 23. And so it was, I dove into the word and I began to memorize Psalms 23, and I have never forgotten it before. Friends, we need to have the word of God deep within our heart, hidden within our heart and our mind. All right, Psalms 27:1, let's look at that. When you doubt, the Lord is your stronghold. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's Psalms 27:1. How about this one? Proverbs 3:5-6, one that many of us most likely know. When you doubt yourself, you can trust in the Lord for direction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Now, what about this for a moment? Let's just pause here, because when we rely on our own understanding, things sometimes don't make sense, right? And so that's where doubt can creep in. But the word tells us to lean not on our own understanding, but in all ways submit to Him, and He will make our paths straight. So even though we may not understand what's going on, we have to submit and trust in Him that He does, and He is working all things out together for our good, and He will direct our paths and make them straight. Because if we were to trust in us, if we were putting all our trust in ourselves, yeah, we will probably encounter doubt. But with the Lord, there is no doubt. There is nothing but certainty and promise and hope. So we are told here to not doubt ourselves, not to put our hope in ourselves, but to put our hope in the Lord. When those doubts of, am I doing what I was created to do? Or am I qualified to do this thing? Or am I qualified to teach this class? Am I qualified to take this job? Am I qualified to even lead this family? Am I qualified to even be a mother? I don't know what I'm doing with my life, etc. These kind of thoughts can really take you over. But those kind of statements are you relying on yourself and not on the Lord. And what do they all have in common? They all lean on our own understanding. So those statements do not take into account who God is and what He says and what His purposes and plans are for your life. So again, we must submit to God. We must uproot any doubt that we have and give it over to the Lord, because doubt comes from the enemy, because everything with the Lord is certainty. So we must trust in Him, and He will lead us and guide us and equip us with everything we need. Let's look at one more, Isaiah 41:10. Because doubt and fear, sometimes, many times we see doubt and fear kind of coupled together. But again, God promises to strengthen and help us. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Friends, what else do we need? God paints a perfect picture here for us. So in the midst of our doubt, God says, no, I will give you strength. I am here. I will help you. No, my righteous right hand is upholding you, and I will protect you, and I will comfort you. So friends, no matter what you're going through in the midst of your troubles, please take joy knowing that He has taken your hand, and He's going to guide you through it. We do not have to doubt. He will remind us not to fear, not to have doubt, because He's here with us and He will help us. When you have doubts, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray. I want you to stop and I want you to pray, because doubt doesn't come from the Lord. So when doubt comes upon you, a spirit of doubt, you begin to pray and you ask Him, Father God, come right now and take my hand. Take this doubt and exchange. Give me your trust. take my hand and help me walk through this situation and this circumstance that I am going through. Because you say in your word in Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, I know the plans that I have for you, my child, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I'm sorry, friends, there's no doubt in that statement. It's plans to prosper you, declares the Lord. Not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and plans to give you a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. What does he say? The instructions right there. Come to me. Pray to me and I will hear you and I will listen to you. When you seek me, you will find me with all your heart. So friends, now I want to move into talking about trust. Because right now I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you would come into the hearts of these listeners and you would uproot by your sovereign hand any seed of doubt that may be living in anyone's mind or heart, that it would be uprooted right now, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I pray for it to be filled with your trust. We're doing exchange here. We will give you, Lord, we give you our doubt in exchange for your trust, that we would trust you with all of our heart, mind, and strength, just like the passages that we read. So now here comes the exchange. Because Psalms 56, 3, 4 says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? Okay, we're not living in the flesh. We have flesh on us, but no, we are children of God, and so the Spirit of God lives in us. So what can flesh do to us? Nothing, because Spirit and truth has already overcome. Mark 11, 24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe you have already received it, and it will be yours. Psalms 13:5 says, but I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Isaiah 26:3-4 says, you keep him in perfect peace. Does anybody need some peace? Yes and amen. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Psalms 44, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. And how about Psalms 37:5? Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. And again, we could press right into Proverbs 3:5-6 all over again right here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Listen to me. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now that is what Hebrews 13:8 says, but I'm telling you that as a living testimony because I have gone through extreme turmoil in my life. I have been down in the valleys that King David talked about. I have walked in the valley of the shadow of death that King David talked about, and I've been on the mountaintops, and there was a lot changing and evolving and moving and shaking in my life. Lots of rocky times. But there was one thing that did never, ever change, and that was who Jesus Christ was and how much he loved me and his promises were true. Through everything I was going through, he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, there was a lot I didn't understand, and there was a lot of questions that I had, but at the end of the day, I had to ask myself, Lord, I don't know why these things have happened. This is very hard, and I'm very angry and upset. And you know, it's okay, by the way, to talk to him that way. He already knows. He knows that we have emotions. He knows what you're feeling and thinking and what you're walking through. He's right there going through every bit of it with you. And you know what? He's just as upset and angry about a lot of the things that you're angry and upset about. But one thing that is certain is he is right by your side and he is upholding you with his righteous hand. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let me ask you a question. If he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, why would we not want to trust him? He is the only thing certain in our life that we can trust. The only thing good, the only thing stable, the only thing that will never leave us or forsake us or abandon us or reject us. He is good and he never changes. When everything else around you changes, he doesn't change. And friends, that I know without a shadow of a doubt, I can trust. He's the one thing, the one person that we can trust. And so I'm asking you today to give up that doubt and replace it with trust. We're talking about uprooting doubt today and allowing space for instead the seeds, the eternal seeds of trust to be planted and deeply rooted in our heart. Trust in the Lord. Now, in order for God to really move in our life, He needs to know that we trust in Him. This was the thing with King David now. The main thing God wanted David was to be rooted in was a deep trust in Him. You know, we know that King David was a man after God's own heart. And for God to establish this abiding trust in David's life, He had to prepare him for things that he would be doing in the days ahead. And one thing that holds us back in serving the Lord is our lack of trust. We see with King David that God was building trust root systems through a few different ways. One is intimacy. David built a relationship with God in prayer and worship, showing, exemplifying his dependence on God in private battles and in public battles. Another thing that we see King David doing is serving. Even as a young child, God was training him and positioning him to serve. And by the way, God was promoting David. We see all throughout his life, God was promoting David. David wasn't self-promoting. We shouldn't be trying to, you know, self-promoting ourselves. No, God was promoting David. And it was through trust. And then we see that God launched him into community and he lifted him up as a leader. And hundreds of men served under him, beside him. And he had to learn to trust his friends and brothers and the people that God had put in place. Now, I'm not saying that people won't let you down. They will, by the way. Man will disappoint you and let you down. You will be betrayed because people function. We still function and live in the flesh. But our trust comes from the Lord. And so when people have failed me, when people have hurt me or let me down, when they broke my trust, I always go to the Lord because He is the one alone that I can trust. And I say, Lord, I don't know why this has happened, but I trust You. What can I learn from this? And when those things happen, friends, we have to learn to trust again, because at the end of the day, we just have to ask ourselves, do we trust Him or do we not? And you know, I remember with dealing with just painful things in my life, and I got to the point where I had to make a decision. Was I going to approach God? Did I trust God enough to approach Him with my pain and with my heart and be vulnerable with Him, or did I not? Did I believe that He was good or did I not? And you just have to ask yourself these questions, and it's either a yes or a no. And I'm telling you, you will never go wrong answering that question with a yes. Yes, God is good. Yes, you can approach Him with your pain. Yes, you can trust Him. So friends, let today be today that you draw a line in the sand and you give God your doubt, and instead you take His trust and you grab a hold of that trust and you let it be deeply, firmly planted in your heart, that no matter what you face in the days ahead, He is your rock and you can trust Him. Well, I love you bunches. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll see you in the next show as we continue to discuss things that need to be uprooted out of our life. Remember, live life abundantly.
Like Mommy's show, leave a review.
Hey, before you go, if this podcast has blessed you, the number one way you can help me is to leave a review and subscribe to the Shattered Into Beautiful show. Next, hop on over to the Shattered Into Beautiful private Facebook group, where you will find a network of friends with daily inspiration. You can reach me at JeannieScottSmith.com. And lastly, please share the episode or review in your social and tag me at Smith Evangelistic Ministries. I cannot wait to meet with you again. Stay tuned for more life-giving podcasts coming your way.